Some migrants at America's southern border are damned if they do and damned if they don't. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ernesto Castaneda, assistant professor of sociology at American University, says there are threats on both sides of the boundary.
Migration from Mexico to the United States has decreased in the last decade. Nonetheless, the ongoing violent drug war in some parts of Mexico means that some individuals are moving to the U.S. for fear of their lives. My colleagues and I interviewed 35 individuals who relocated to El Paso, Texas after escaping violence. They were waiting for a decision on their asylum cases or had an irregular immigration status. We wondered, how does the fear of deportation influence the daily lives of political immigrants? We evaluated a series of stressors and vulnerabilities that migrants often face and found that these stressors negatively impact their mental health. They experience constant stress and fear because of the threats they received in their home countries and their undocumented status in the U.S. They mistrust not only the people around them, but also social services, teachers, health providers, and nonprofits. They refrain from using social, medical, or legal services in fear of being apprehended and sent back to the place they escaped from. They avoid creating strong social connections with people, including neighbors, churches, or support groups. They rarely talk about their fear and loneliness with others, who could otherwise show empathy and help them. This context produces isolation, chronic stress, vulnerability to mental illness, and exacerbates symptoms of depression. These experiences are similar to those faced by recent asylum seekers from Central America. Unfortunately, there is little awareness of this untreated trauma and chronic stress, and often inadequate mental health services to help those individuals escaping violence and fearing deportation.
That was Ernesto Castaneda of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.